nothing is better than a stop at the ice cream truck on a hot summer day. Ever wonder how ice cream was invented in the first place? On A Taste of the Past, hosted by Linda Palacio, author Laura Weiss tells the story of how ice cream came to be.
The Chinese, I guess in a manner of speaking, came up with first ice cream. And by that, we mean they put together these exotic ingredients and it was cold and they ate it, okay? But it really had borne no relationship to the ice cream we know today. And the Japanese also built ice pits to store cold foods, possibly ice cream. But really, the very early history of ice cream begins in Italy and France. And there, a bunch of chefs to mostly aristocratic households started playing around with what was a very popular drink, which was flavored ice water, basically. And, you know, slowly but surely came up with sorbet. And in fact, some people think that, you know, there were Italian nonnas who were making it all over, especially southern Italy. But these chefs are the ones who are given the credit. And then somewhere along the line, and we don't know exactly when, somebody added some milk or cream and said, wow, this really tastes great. At least I imagine that's what they said. And they started adding what were then very exotic flavors like chocolate and cinnamon and, you know, spices from the Far East and the New World. The rich and affluent totally loved it. Kings loved it. Queens loved it. And it started slowly to take off. In England, it started to become a dessert favored by the rising middle class in England in, I don't know, this 18th century. And there were some chefs who actually worked for the royal household who then went out and wrote cookbooks and included recipes for ice cream. But still, it was very labor intensive. You had to take two pots basically and shake them for God knows how long until, you know, you actually churned the ice cream. It was very hands-on. Around the time of the Revolution, in Lower New York, the area we now call Wall Street, there was this whole collection of confectioners that made ice cream. And if you go back and look at the old ads, you think you're looking at ads for brokerage firms or maybe Morgan Stanley or something. These guys were ferociously competitive in terms of the quality of the ice cream they were making and the pricing. And some of them actually were early franchisers. One of them went to Philadelphia and opened up a shop. So I guess New York's always been the center of entrepreneurship and business. While the French and the Italians came up with the recipes, it was the Americans who really turned it into a worldwide treat. They invented the ice cream crank. Manufacturing started here. In the early 1700s, the Maryland governor served it to a guest. George Washington was a complete ice cream freak. He spent $200 in one summer on ice cream.
My goodness.
And you can go back and look at his diaries. He goes on for pages about building ice huts and ice caves to store food, including ice cream. So, you know, Washington doesn't get enough credit.
Jumping ahead in time, author Jerry Quinzino explains how ice cream sandwiches became popular.
Ice cream sandwiches came along just about the turn of the 20th century, and we think they were actually created by an ice cream vendor downtown New York who probably, this is a little bit of conjecture on my part, but probably saw people wrapping the paper around the Hokey Pokey and said, why not put cookies around the Hokey Pokey kind of ice cream instead? Came up with the idea of an ice cream sandwich, and it was just wildly popular. Everyone started imitating it. And one newspaper wrote that, in fact, it was so popular that Wall Street brokers would stand on the sidewalk right next to messengers and clerks and buy an ice cream sandwich.
There are so many variations of ice cream, and surprisingly enough, some people even make beer ice cream. Garrett Oliver of Brooklyn Brewery shares his process.
Well, it's funny. I've made chocolate stout ice cream a bunch of times, and it's kind of a tradition at the Copenhagen Beer Festival. So we get in front of a crowd, we get a big bowl, we pour in like five or six bottles of black chocolate stout, a whole bunch of egg yolks, heavy cream, and sugar. You go in there and you start whisking and you pour in the liquid nitrogen, and there's a big puff of steam and everything else, and in about 45 seconds, there's like the best ice cream you ever had.
So most likely by now, you're craving some fresh ice cream. Jenny Brittenbauer of Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams tells listeners how to make their own on an episode of The Food Scene hosted by Michael Harlan Turkell.
I just like to get everything ready. So measure everything out. You want to get your ice bath ready because you want to cool your cream off as quickly as possible. And then what you do is you bring your milk and cream and sugar and corn syrup or tapioca syrup, and you boil it for 4 minutes. And that's a really important step that does a whole bunch of stuff. That's the step that replaces egg yolks in the recipe. After that, you mix a little bit of tapioca starch or cornstarch into it to thicken it just a little bit. You make a slurry out of that, and then you kind of drizzle that in, bring it back up to a boil. And then I mix in a little bit of cream cheese, mm-hmm. which is a strange thing to add to ice cream, I know, but it gives it just that little bit of body that it needs. You can't really taste it in the ice cream, but it just gives it a little more oomph. Cool it off as quickly as possible. I like to put it in a plastic bag or a ball jar and just put it right in an ice bath and leave it there until it's cold. It has to be as cold as you can get it. So, you know, 35, 40 degrees. And then pour it in your ice cream machine. Make sure the canister is frozen, had been frozen for at least 12, 24 hours. And then it'll, you know, turn it on, spin it, and you're done.
This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of 3 Cabernet blends, each drawn from its own unique vineyard source, Cane Cuvée, Cane Concept, and Cane 5. For more information, visit cane5.com. This piece was produced and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.